This is station PCJ.
Hello.
Hello.
It's the Happy Station Show. Calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to Mexico.
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station Family Show. Show calling listeners everywhere.
Everywhere.
It's your station of smiles across the miles, spreading happiness all can share. Whether your transmission is HM or B, you're welcome to the world's largest happy family. So hello everyone, hello everywhere, from Alaska to
Mexico.
Come and join in the swing and have a merry fling with the Happy Station, Happy Station, Happy Station Family Show.
The Sunday Happy Station Show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Welcome again to another edition of your program, Happy Station, from PCJ Radio International. Nice to have you with us today for this, the 13th of May, 2018. Yes, 13th of May, 2018. And last week, as you may remember, we were playing music from ABBA on the program. Well, not just ABBA, but Benny Andersson, Björn Ylvaeus, Agneta Fragstock, and Frida, the members that made up ABBA. And there was a very welcoming reception to that program, and people enjoyed it a lot. And this week, I saw something which was absolutely fantastic. It was an interview that was recently conducted by, I think, Norwegian television, an interview with Agneta. And during the interview, because as we mentioned on that program, ABBA's international attention really came, it didn't really come from Sweden or Europe first, even though they won the Eurovision Song Contest, but it kind of exploded through Australia to everywhere else in the world. And she was being interviewed, and they said, we want to show you some clips of your first Australian tour. And it was a whole bunch of vox pops that were done when ABBA went to Australia. And they're speaking to people. This is back in the 1970s. And they're speaking to one chap who said something which was absolutely funny. He said, he was asked the question, who is your favorite member of ABBA? And he goes, I like Agneta. I like Agneta. In an Aussie accent, you know, I like Agneta. And the person asking the question said, why? He said, oh, she's got a fantastic voice and she has a nice bum, a nice bottom, you know. And the camera, of course, went back to Agneta, and her response was, she was laughing her head off, and she said, oh, I wish he could still say that now, but today, she says, it's kind of falling, you know, and she laughed about it, but rather fun, actually. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. No, there's no ABBA music today. I just thought I'd mention that because I It was rather a funny interview. There's actually a lot of material right now that has appeared on the internet about ABBA and some recent interviews that you can actually, I would go and check it out. Anyway, nice to have you with us today. Let's begin with Dutch pianist Pim Jacobs, who's a wonderful jazz pianist. This is a recording that he made with Rogge van Otter and the Metropole Orchestra with Music All in Time. A few months ago on the program, we ran a series that was produced by Radio Nederland in the 1960s called Dutch Light Music. The series was presented by Teddy Scholten, the well-known Dutch singer who also won Eurovision. And I said, well, depending, of course, on the response, we would bring you another one of those programs, which is exactly what we are going to do today. Dutch Light Music from 1960, November of that year. Teddy Scholten.
Radio Nederland presents Dutch Light Music. And here is Teddy Scholten, well-known Dutch Light Music singer, to introduce the program.
Hello. Shall we listen to some more Dutch music? This is a composition by the most relaxed and equal-tempered man in Hilversum, Ger van Leeuwen, or Van Leyen as he is called, just to make it easy for you. Whether he likes popcorn, I don't know, but he called this first number Popcorn. Thank you. Now, here's a Dutch girl you may know. Pia Beck is her name, and she is also called the Flying Duchess. The name suits her very well because of her many trips through the United States and most European countries. She is an absolute natural talent, playing the piano the way she does without being taught. She sings, too, and even composed the following number when she was in New York in a rather melancholy mood. I'm feeling like a stranger in this big town.
I'm feeling like a stranger in this big town. Even though I love everything around me, I'm longing for the one who really loves me. Even though it was love that couldn't be. Movie stars, nightclubs, lovely music, moonlight. That's all what I've got. The television cocktails, lovely dresses, sunset. That's all I forgot. By feeling like a stranger in this big town, even though I love the town where I shall be, just without the one who's made for loving me. Stars, nightclubs, lovely music, moonlight. That's all what I've got. The television cocktails, lovely dresses, sunsets. That's all I've got. By feeling like a stranger in this big town, even though I love the town where I shall be, just without the one who's made for loving me.
Virtuosa is the name of the accordion orchestra of Harry de Groot. They call Harry the best-dressed man in Radio City Hilversum, but that has hardly anything to do with his musical abilities. He is very ambitious and always trying to produce a special sound in his orchestra, like in this oriental-colored Berber song. Thank you. In comparison to the interesting experiments of Harry de Groot, I'd like to introduce a group of young Dutch girls called Sweet 16. They are quite popular here for their simple, spontaneous style. Not all of the girls are 16, otherwise they had to be replaced every year, but they all look 16, and they can also easily sing "We Are 17". You get the idea?
Weet u wat men zegt? Wat is de jeugd toch slecht? Maar dat is allemaal maar steen in mond zoals de zin. Lijken wij zo hard als staal, want die zijn we allemaal. Want wij zijn 17. Op school doen wij soms wat niet mag en hebben vaak de slappe lach.
Don't have to hurry so much, for we still have a few minutes to go in this program, but that's the title of the last number, In a Hurry. Composer Willy Langestraat wasn't in a hurry when he wrote this. He takes his time, and so does Frans Popti when he is at home. But he is a whirlwind on his violin. Listen. I'm in a hurry now to say goodbye. One more program to go in this series, so if you have any comment, there's still a last chance to drop a line to this station, please do. I'll be back once more pretty soon. So long, and thanks for listening.
Dutch Light Music was introduced by Teddy Skulten and came to you through the facilities of Radio Nederland in Hilversum, Holland.
And if you enjoyed that program, we will bring you another one. You just have to let us know, PCJQSL at PCJmedia.com. Yes. Anyway, let's see what we actually have coming up next. Here is If I Had a Hammer. No, not performed by Peter, Paul, and Mary. Actually, not even really performed by a singer. He's an actor who is in a well-known television series, as well as other well-known television series, such as Mission Impossible, who is very famous for his pointed ears. Yes, you're right, Spock. Yeah, Leonard Nimoy released a number of albums. The first one, of course, was at the height of the popularity of Star Trek, where he played Mr. Spock. That actually has some interesting numbers on it. But this is one that I thought we would listen to now. If I Had a Hammer, Leonard Nimoy.
Well, if I had a hammer, I'd hammer in the morning, I'd hammer in the evening, all over this land. I'd hammer out danger, I'd hammer out a warning. I'd hammer out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a bell, I'd ring it in the morning, I'd ring it in the evening, all over this land. I'd ring out danger, I'd ring out a warning, I'd ring out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, if I had a song, I'd sing it in the morning, I'd sing it in the evening, all over this land. I'd sing out danger, I'd sing out a warning, I'd sing out love between my brothers and my sisters, all over this land. Well, I have a hammer, and I have a bell, and I have a song to sing all over this land. It's the hammer of justice. It's the bell of freedom, and the song is the song of love. Love between all of my brothers, and love between all of my sisters, all over this land.
Yes, very strange indeed. Leonard Nimoy, and If I Had a Hammer. Now, I don't know how many of you out there have open reel decks at home, and I'm not talking about the small portable ones for just recording voice. I'm talking about more high-end for recording and playing back music. Now, in the last few years, there's sort of been a resurgence in reel-to-reel, including companies that are reissuing albums in the reel-to-reel format, something that hasn't been done in many, many years. In the 1950s and 1960s and 70s, you could find major releases from the major record labels of albums that were released on the reel-to-reel format. Some of them have become very big collector's items and can actually go for a lot of money, especially albums released by the Beatles, albums that were released in the open reel format. The last release ever in the open reel format was Lionel Richie, and I don't remember the name of the LP, but it's the LP that contains the song All Night Long. Now, what had happened is if you find open reel stereo tapes that were released commercially in the late 50s, 60s, and early 70s, they actually sound fantastic. They were using a very high quality tape, and they were recorded at 7.5 IPS, inches per second. Later on, to reduce the cost, they put the speed down to 3 3/4, and those ones are kind of icky. But now, in the last few years, some labels are re-releasing open reel tapes again. But they're not releasing them in the same type of reel that the original ones were released in. They're releasing them on 10-inch reels at 15 inches per second, all two-track. So they absolutely sound fantastic. Now, I've always had an open reel deck connected to my hi-fi unit at home, as I have a number of tapes of music and other things that I have collected over the last maybe 30 years. One of my open reel decks that I have on my main hi-fi unit is a Revox A77 Mark III, which was the main, one of the high-end machines that Revox had put out. Now, Revox and Studer are actually the same company. Studer was for their professional line, and Revox had a B series that were also for recording studios. The A series were for home. Now, the funny thing is, anybody who has a Revox machine will know that over time, there is something that has to be replaced in them. A lot of the other tape recorders that came out at the time, you would have to replace the belts, because the belts would either lose their elasticity and sort of crumble apart. Now, this didn't happen with Revox, because there were no belts inside. Each capstan and each unit was driven by its own electric motor. But they did have really bad capacitors. Now, capacitors themselves are like little batteries, you can say. They store energy, and when you need it, they put out a burst of energy right away. Now, the Revox machines, everybody that I know and everybody that I have spoken to before said, oh, what happens is all of a sudden rewind doesn't work, and then record doesn't work, and then play will stop working, and it's all down to the capacitors. Now, my Revox actually went in for service 2 weeks ago, because I was exactly having the same issue. The only functions that were still working on it were play and fast forward. So I brought it in, and sure enough, every single capacitor had to get replaced, as well as one of the recording cards. And I always tell people who want to get into open reel, yes, you can buy a Revox, because they're fantastic machines. They sound fantastic. But the first thing you do, replace the capacitors. And people would automatically think, oh my God, that's a lot of money. And actually, it isn't. Because the whole service of the machine, including the labor, was around $80. And now the next time that these capacitors have to be replaced is probably in another 20 years from now. And parts, of course, are still available. Now, the advantage, of course, now, if you get the capacitors replaced, is the modern capacitors are far better than the ones that Revox had been putting in the machines. So the new capacitors, of course, will last a lot longer. Yeah, capacitors are funny things. Usually when you work on a machine with capacitors, you should always expel the energy that is inside them, because you can get a very nasty jolt. That did happen to me once. Many years ago, I was working on an open reel deck. What brand was it? It was a Telefunken. And it had capacitors that had to be replaced. And I had unplugged the machine, and I left it unplugged for about 4 days before I actually did any work, because I thought, oh, the energy is not going to be stored in the capacitor that long. Well, that was my mistake, and I got, zoop, a nice little nasty jolt to go along with it. Yes, fun, fun, fun. But as I was saying, yes, if you are out there and you want to get into open reel as a way to listen to music, they do sound fantastic. Look for Revox machines, especially the A77 Mark II or Mark III. The Mark III has a Dolby system on it. So do get around to that. And when I brought my deck actually to get replaced, most people, of course, who had cassette tapes are familiar with Dolby. Dolby is the main system for noise reduction in television, cinema, and also in music. And the shop where I brought my Revox to get repaired, which will be ready in a few days' time, because there's one thing that they also are going to replace, they actually had something that I didn't see the first time I ever went there. And I looked at it, and I went, no, that cannot be. Impossible. That cannot be. Well, it was, so I decided to get it. It was a DBX noise reducer for vinyl. Back in the 1970s, there was a noise reduction system for LPs that was released, and they released a number of them in the DBX format. And it's a decoder, so if you have an LP that's recorded in DBX, you play it back in this unit, and they absolutely sound fantastic. There is literally no surface noise whatsoever. No surface noise whatsoever on the groove in between tracks. That's how clean it sounds. And the DBX encoders, there were a few that were on the market. They're very difficult to come by now, but I managed to get hold of one. And I listened to it and I thought, well, if this is far superior, why didn't it catch on? And it actually had to do with cost. That was the only reason why. Cost. Which is a shame. And you could say that it was 30 years ahead of its time. It was. You know, but that's the way things happen sometimes. This week I managed to pick up on DVD a television series that I absolutely loved when I first saw it, and I had to watch it again. The TV series starred Roger Moore and Tony Curtis, and it's The Persuaders, and I've always loved their sig tune. Here's their sig tune, now performed by Jack Parnell. If you're not familiar with The Persuaders, I would do suggest you go and check it out. There's some available episodes online. A wonderful, wonderful series that was very popular in Europe. It actually had different titles than the name Persuaders. In Germany, they had a different name, France, Italy, and so on and so on. There are parts of the world, actually, where the series is still airing today. I happen to admit, it's funny when you watch 19 late 60s, 1970s detective series. They all follow the same kind of thing. A really cool car, you know, beginning, let's say, with the Avengers, the Saint. Guy who was a bit of a playboy. Kind of James Bondish, but not really James Bondish. And funny how actually Roger Moore went on to playing. Actually, well, he was cast to be Bond. While he was doing the Persuaders, of course he had to get a haircut because he had a, hey, you know, long hair, you know. But anyway, that is beside the point. Anyway, nice to have you with us today, as always. In a few days' time, the Taichung Balloon Festival, Hot Air Balloon Festival, will begin. And I don't mean like little balloons, toy balloons that you let up in the sky. I'm talking about real hot air balloons where you get into a wicker basket and you can see everything. That's going to be beginning in a few days' time. Hopefully, the winds won't be too strong. And a good friend of mine from many, many years ago used to always report on the balloon festivals that were happening in and around Montreal, in Quebec, in Canada. And every year, there was one piece of music that he would play for the Balloon Festival. So Wayne, or Beta Wayne, which is actually his full name, I'm going to dedicate this to you because I do know that you do listen on occasion. So you know what the song is, right? But not the version that you always play, but instead the one by Johnny Mann. I'm not even going to introduce it because there's no need because the title of the song appears right at the beginning. In a way, the Johnny Mann Singers, which was a hit for them, as well as the Fifth Dimension and even Ray Conniff and some other groups also had a hit with the song around the same time. We're now going to move to The Owl and the Pussycat. What is The Owl and the Pussycat? Well, that was one of David Monson's monologues when he was on Belgian Radio International presenting Brussels Calling.
Yes, like that. Didn't you? Let me put things back to order. Back in order, rather. Ashtray is where it should be. Trash can is where it should be. Ah, gosh, my word. Nothing I can do by the windows, though. The road, well, if the road to hell is paved with good intentions, then I'm afraid I'm well on my way there. I've hardly had time, I'm afraid, to read through all your letters this afternoon. That's before coming down to the studio. Did we come down to the studio today? Third floor, is that where we are? Disoriented sort of day, and night for that matter. Getting oriented, you know. Orientated. Orient. Always had a magic ring for me, that word. Orient. Orient. The mystical, the exotic, the captivating, the enticing, the seductive. She was, actually. The lusty, the husky, the Queen of Sheba-like, the Empress, certainly impressed me. Empress-like, the... Well, no, that's not the word there. What's the word I'm searching for? Help me, if you will. Come on, all you dictionaries among you. The serpentine-like, the soft, serene, oriental dream of... I know where it all comes from, I know. Book I read years and years ago. Used to read while doing sentry duty out in the barren wastes of a desert. Compulsory military training, that... What training, I asked myself. All the novels, actually, all the novels by John Masters, like Far, Far, the Mountain Peak, To the Coral Strand, that's the one I was thinking about. Reading that particular novel in the dead of night, 10 years on, and I talk in the dead of night about some of the things, the books, the novels, that I passed my time with, shouldering a rifle, waiting for the enemy that never came. By torchlight, I used to do it, read, I mean, by torchlight. Sometimes, even when the batteries ran flat, by the light of the sultry moon, silvery moon. Even nursery rhymes come in handy sometimes. The Owl and the Pussycat, not the flattened version I saw in the tunnel on the way to work today. Well, the Owl and the Pussycat went to sea in a beautiful pea-green boat. They took some honey and plenty of money wrapped up in a 5-pound note. The Owl looked up to the stars above and sang to a small guitar, "Oh, pussy, my love, oh, pussy, my love, what a beautiful pussy you are, you are, what a beautiful pussy you are." Used to love that one. And I brought it up to date. In fact, I'm going to bring it up to date tonight in this program. How about this? The Owl and the Pussycat sat down to tea, and the owl began to croak, "Oh, pussy, my love, oh, pussy, my love, please remove your teeth from my throat." And the pussycat looked up to the stars above and what rhymes with that? And the pussycat looked up to the stars above and to the sound of a distant car. Said, the pussycat said, "Oh, owl, oh, owl, oh, wise, oh, owl." What goes with that? "Oh, wise, oh, owl, I know this sounds bizarre, but I knew there'd never be another owl in my life or a better taste in my mouth than you. And, by gum, you are." Okay, let's recite that once more. I've got it right this time. The owl and the pussycat sat down to tea, and the owl began to croak. "Oh, pussy, my love, oh, pussy, my love, please remove your teeth from my throat." And the pussycat looked up to the stars above and to the sound of a distant car. Said, oh, owl, oh, wise old owl, I know this sounds bizarre. I knew there'd never be another owl in my life for a better taste in my mouth than you, and by gum, you are. Nursery rhymes updated. Have you updated any nursery rhymes lately? I have to sit down and polish that one up. I don't like the last line so much. You know, I knew there'd never be another owl in my life for a better taste in my mouth. Oh, gosh, must I really discuss something serious tonight? Oh, who's for me discussing something serious in mailbag this evening? You know, I'm fed up with politicians. Who isn't? Except politicians, of course. I'm fed up with their politics. Who isn't, except the politicians? So I'm fed up with... No, one thing I'm not fed up with is the sound of... Talking about guitars is the sound of a good violin. Or a good violinist. Or a good violin, I suppose, for that matter. But give a good violinist a bad instrument, and I'm convinced he'll still make beautiful music. And some beautiful sounds we've been hearing these past few nights in the Queen Elizabeth Music Contest. I played you a taped recording of excerpts from one of the most electrifying performances, can't think of any other way of saying it, electrifying performances to date in the contest. Even the critics here agree that there's possibly nothing better to be found on record than that performance of the Bartok Second Violin Concerto by American Peter Zazowski. And just a snatch again to whet your appetite or let you know what you missed in the program last evening.
David Monson, The Owl and the Pussycat, an excerpt from his program Brussels Calling on Belgian Radio International from many, many years ago. People always enjoyed listening to those little things. They're always kind of funny. David Monson, who, by the way, did end up in Taiwan, passed away a number of years ago. And it was funny when he passed away, we had this little kind of retrospective of him, and people were telling the funniest stories about him because he was very strange. And I mean that in a very nice way. And Jeff White recalls this story. He said the first time that he visited Brussels, he said David picked him up at the airport. And David said, oh, before I bring you to the hotel, we have to go do the program. And he said David was driving at a tremendously fast rate, literally got into the studio 2 minutes before he was about to go on. And then he said he turned to Jeff White and said, what do you think of Belgium? And Jeff White said, the only thing he could think of saying, well, from what I've seen so far, it's a very beautiful country. He really hadn't seen anything because he only saw the road from the airport to Belgian Radio International at kind of like going by very, very fast. But anyway, that's what David was like. You know, yes, very much like that. Anyway, our last piece of music today is actually by somebody who's not, well, when you think, say, jazz or blues composers, this is actually not somebody you would think of right away. He passed away quite recently, and that is the King of Thailand. The King of Thailand was also a jazz musician. He enjoyed playing saxophone and some other instruments, and also wrote compositions that were played by the likes of people like Benny Goodman and others. And anytime there were major international jazz acts that were passing through Thailand, he would often jam with them, especially when he was in his younger days. Back about 10 years, more than 10 years ago now, maybe 20, 25 years ago, Les Brown and his band of renown recorded an album made up of songs and compositions by the King of Thailand. We're going to listen to one of them today that will end off the program. It's called Blue Day. Our email address, pcjqsl@pcjmedia.com. So until next time, friends, I'm Keith Pallon, wishing you well, saying so long, au revoir, auf Wiedersehen, adios amigos, and sayonara.
No sunshine. Why must you go away, leaving me here alone? My own
you with loving hearts so true. That's why I feel so blue. Dear one, what's the good of days without the sun? Or peaceful night without the moon? But soon, no more blue day. Whenever